My name is Theo Buswell May, and I grew up mostly here on Swan's Island. First 2-3 months on North Avon, that's where I was born. We worked hard when we were kids. There was 5 of us, 4 girls and 1 boy. And we had to pull our weight right along with the rest because we had cows and hens and sheep and, you know, garden and everything had to be tended. So we got up and did our share before we went to school. And when we came home, we did it again. My sister liked doing work in the house, and I hated it. I loved outdoor work, so I got to take the cows out and water them and feed the hens and chase the sheep down, make sure they were in their pens at night. And we had the barn, was just across the road here, and that was full of animals. My grandfather always made sure that we had one that would be our winter's meat. We had lamb, plenty of chickens, all of our stuff that we needed was from the farm. And, of course, we had butter and cream and hen's eggs and, you know, everything that you would get out of a barn and a hen pen. I helped my grandmother with the butter making. You put your cream in your churn and you up and down and up and down until it separated. Oh, you could do it now with an electric beater. And, oh, I loved the buttermilk that came out of that churn. There's little specks of butter right in it. You could drink it right out of the churn. It was beautiful stuff. And then she'd take the butter and take it in, you know, you had to pound out all that water, all that milk that was in there and make it solid. And then she let it drain and then she had a butter stamp that she'd fill the butter stamp full of butter. And then on top of the butter, when you take it out, there'd be this little leaf on the top of the butter, which I always thought was kind of cute. It had the little stamp right on it. We had a ox, and which turned into a pet, and everybody loved that. That animal, we called him Amos. And that's the only time I ever saw my father cry was when that ox died. My father said that he had kept us from starving to death a good many winters by, you know, hauling out wood and you know, made money that way to get us through the winter. I don't think people realize today how hard anybody had to work for what they got. No, it was quite an interesting life. I'd do it again in a minute, if I could. Hard work, but good time. I think your good time is what you make of it. If you make whatever it is you're doing, if you make it fun, that's the best part of it, right there.